Joining us by phone, like every Saturday morning, Larry Weber, good morning.
Oh, good morning, good morning. How are you doing?
Doing wonderfully. What a day.
Yes, okay. Did you get any snow this week?
No.
Yeah, well, there wasn't much precipitation the whole week. A very interesting week in a couple of aspects. First of all, I have to preface that by saying a couple things about what I call a healthy November. Every year, I look for a healthy November. Now, my definition of a healthy November is that the lakes and ponds and swamps all freeze over with a pretty substantial ice covering. Meanwhile, on land, the ground freezes, and then we get snow covers. Now, if it happens in a different order than that, that's what I call an unhealthy November, where you get a snow cover that hits the lakes before they freeze, and you get all this real slushy stuff, and it's just not the smooth ice that you would get if you had the ice first.
Mm-hmm.
And then the same way on land. If you get a snow cover and it isn't frozen, you may end up having some ground that never really freezes all winter, and it's really just not as healthy for everything. So anyway, we have not been having a healthy November yet, because anytime things have frozen, they've always thawed out again, so we haven't had the lasting freeze. But it's not too late. It can still happen. This week was an interesting pattern of Sunday, Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, not Thursday, but again on Friday, starting Friday afternoon, we had a cover of ice every morning, and the ice lasted longer during the day every day.
Mm.
And even though we got down into low 20s in the early morning, we got up into the mid to upper 40s in the afternoon, and of course that's above freezing. But the ice was substantial that it lasted the whole day as we got toward the end of the week. Well, yesterday we thawed out a lot, but this morning it's back again. And I took my walk this morning. I have three places I visit. One is a rather substantial size pond, one is a swamp, and one is a lake. And the pond and the swamp are both completely covered with ice. And the lake, the bay that I visited, the bay was completely covered with ice. That's the biggest expanse of ice I've seen so far this season.
Mm-hmm.
This is freeze-up time every year between the 15th and the 25th, pretty much so, of November. I expect the freeze-up to be happening. So we're a little bit behind when it comes to that. And I wouldn't be surprised we don't get a really good freeze-up until December. A year ago today, I was able to walk on the ice of the lake. That's how strong it was.
Wow.
But, boy, I tell you, I wouldn't. Yesterday there was virtually no ice in the bay. But there is ice out there now, but I wouldn't try walking on it.
Yeah.
Also, this is a November that is way above normal temperature-wise. We have a 39.3 average temperature so far. That compares to a average for the whole month of November of 28. Now, that's really not a fair comparison, because we haven't reached the end of the month yet, and the coldest days are still to come. But nevertheless, we are considerably above normal. There was a November way back in 01 that was a comparison with this, where it was mild and we didn't get freeze-ups until December. We'll see if that's going to be happening. I would like to think in the forecast we're going to get some more cold and get this healthy November that I'm talking about, and then maybe a snow cover. Very little precipitation so far for the entire month, less than 3/4 of an inch. Not a lot.
Mm.
And the amount of snow we got of only 1 inch is way, way, way below normal. However, on the other side, it's been absolutely fabulous stargazing this week. Wow, I hope you had a chance to get out. And that's part of the beauties of November, is you don't have to stay up real late, you know, to see this stargazing. We get an early dusk, and we get later sunrise, and boy, you get a chance to see the stars on both the evening and morning. We were in the new moon phase this week, which made it even better for stargazing. We even had a meteor shower, the Leonid meteor shower, which peaked on the 17th. There was not a lot of meteors, but I did see some during my walks. And so if you can't do one thing with nature, you can always do something else. That's part of the beauty of it.
Yeah.
Speaking of, there is other things going on, of course. I did see, this is November seems like way too late to see any color in the leaves of the trees, but there are some trees, namely those that have been transplanted from other parts of the world to here, that are not quite on the same schedule as our native trees, and they do linger a bit longer. Weeping willow is a really good example. A lot of people plant weeping willow, and it's a big tree. It's easy to see, and it has these leaves that linger quite long. And this week in Duluth, I saw some trees that still had yellow leaves, weeping willow. Lilac is another example of a tree that keeps its leaves way late into the season, but the lilac did drop their leaves this past week. There's plenty of green still in the woods. I was out on a nearby bike trail here, the Munger Bike Trail, a couple days this week, and there's some rock outcroppings along the trail, and on top of that, there is a type of fern, Polypodium, also a common name of rock cap fern. It grows on places like such, and it remains green the entire winter. And what's most remarkable about that is that often in the outcroppings it's grown, or on cliffs where it grows, snow doesn't even cover it, but it still stays green the entire winter, and I saw a good growth of that this week. In addition to that, there's a migrating of birds still going on. A lot of the songbirds are long gone, but I did see yesterday a couple of juncos. Now, we had juncos at our place, and they stayed for a month. Early November, they finally moved on. But yesterday, I saw a few still hanging around. Also, we've been having purple finches and goldfinches come and go at the feeder. They haven't settled down. You know, that's an interesting thing about these mild days. Birds don't stay at the feeders as much. They come for a while, but they really don't need the feeder. They go off then. And that's the way it was with the purple finches and goldfinches. But knowing they're around and that knowing that they have discovered the feeder, who knows, they may be back for more. Also out in the water, I saw flocks of both goldeneye and bufflehead. And bufflehead are an interesting little duck. They're quite small. You see them from the shore, and they look a lot of white. And that's the white is mostly on their belly and their side. They got some black on the back. But the name bufflehead refers to a big patch of white they have on their head. The male has it. The female has a much smaller one. And I saw flocks of those as well. They are a late migrant and an early to return in the spring. And I have talked about the flying squirrels. Well, the flying squirrels have really peaked this past week. They started to accept the fact that there is a bird feeder nearby. They accept the fact that there is a light that shines on it. And it takes a little while for them to realize that it's safe. They can go to that. And they have been coming more and more. And last night I watched at about 10 o'clock. They put on a really good show. And there was three of them out there last night feeding. This is a critter that often lives amongst us without us even seeing it. I saw a cottontail rabbit came to the bird feeder as well. Now, they don't come up on the feeder or anything like that, but they do feed on anything that falls on the ground. Well, the cottontail rabbit stays brown all season. It is its cousin, the snowshoe hare, that makes the color change. Right now, there's still a combination of brown and white. But I usually expect by the 1st of December, they're all white. Now, if we don't get any snow, this color change, which is supposed to make them hide so well, makes them stand out.
Yeah.
So, who knows? That's a critter that would probably wish we had a snow cover.
Indeed.
But we'll see. Anyway, take care and have a good Thanksgiving.
Thank you, Larry. You too.
Yes, bye.
Bye-bye.